Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and our other host, Bilal Biden. Tonight on our show, we will have Tariq Abdul Mukmin, Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin. He is the director of the China Import and Export Products. He offers to our community the opportunity to go into business and to buy wholesale prices. Tonight, our show is going to be very, very exciting. We're also going to be able to give you information concerning how to join our New Africa Business Association business, as well as be able to get your business promoted at our shopping mall, as well as on our blog radio show. So if you are a dentist, a lawyer, accountant, beautician, etc., a business person, please send us your business card, your image you'd like to display, and we'd like to give you the opportunity to have us let the community know about your business. Also, Brother Mukmin, are you there with us? Brother Mukmin, are you there with us?
Bilal, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who is that?
Okay. Well, look, if you accept, maybe I should have called you ahead of time. I'm doing this live on my Facebook page, and that way you can get more exposure too.
Real good, Brother Milk. Thanks so much, Brother Milkman. Again, we're glad to hear from you again. I just came on the studio. This is Bilal Massadi. And again, for all of our listeners, this is New Africa Business Association Blog Radio, Washington, D.C. And we want to, of course, we know that we're going to have part three of our network marketing and business ownership. And we're also going to be dealing with a business identification as we go along, so anyone who is in business later on, as we ask questions after the imam finishes our presentation. But we also want to give a special salute out to the veterans. I forgot this is our Veterans Day weekend, and of course I am a Vietnam veteran along with my co-host here, Brother Aziz. He's also a Vietnam veteran. I was in the Army and he was in the Marine Corps, but all of us are grunts. And all of you out there who are grunts, you know exactly what we're talking about. So any veterans that come on this evening, we ask you to just feel free to speak right up. And like I said, the imam will be giving his presentation, but the business association certainly support our veterans. So with that said, I won't delay anything. As a matter of fact, I'm a delay going to a commercial. And Brother Imam, welcome to the show. Brother Imam Mukmin.
Yes, sir. Are you hearing me, Bilal?
Very well, Brother Imam.
Okay. Again, I would like to say, start this by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is, I witness that there is no God except the one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. And I do this with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I want to extend greetings to the New Africa Business Association and their leadership, Bilal Bayoum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed, for inviting me for the third time to present on this call. And I'm very, very touched and honored. I came about meeting Bilal and Abdul Aziz in Cary, North Carolina, back in May at the National Muslim Business Conference, the International Trade Show. So here we are again today on another presentation. And Bilal, I'm also doing this live presentation on Adams Enterprises LLC Facebook page. We will have an audience listening in, and the audience that is listening in are by way of your conference call, Bilal, because I sent it to some friends of mine. We want you also to go, those of you that's listening on Facebook, we want you to go to newafricabusinessassociation.com. That's newafricabusinessassoc.com, and look at that site. It's a membership organization, and it's detailed there for you to find all of the information and contact Bilal Bayoum and Abdul Aziz. They have a lot of good things there for business owners. Just go to the site and look at it. So with that, we're going to get started. And as always, when we do a presentation on anything, we should always start with the Quran, as Allah has instructed us to start with his verses from the Quran. We always say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And that is, I seek refuge with the one God from the enemy of humanity, of humankind, and that is the Satan, the Shaitan in the language of the Quran, the Arabiya. Allah, the one God, says in the Quran, he says, "Inna alladhina yatluna kitaballahi wa akimus," excuse me, that is not where I want to start. So pardon me for that. Here's where I wanted to start. Okay, wabtaghi fima ataka Allahu dara akirat wa la tansa nasibaka min al-dunya wa ahsin kama ahsana Allahu illaka wa la tabghi فَسَدَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. The translation here, using Yusuf Ali's translation, it says, but seek with the wealth which Allah has bestowed upon you, or seek with that which the one God has given you. Okay, and now this one God has given all of us talents, experiences, abilities. Okay, use that to get to your home in the life to come. And he says, and this is a command, unnegotiable, not negotiable in my opinion, what I see. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Get and do not neglect your share of this material world. Don't neglect it. Nasibaka, your portion, the material things of this world, the wealth, the riches. And he say, and do some good because of the one God, he has been good to you. And do not seek to do mischief in the land, because truly God do not love those who do mischief. So again, it's clear here, God is telling us, it's clear, get a portion of this material world. We need to not be listening to those persons who's coming here telling us, particularly the Muslim African-American community, that brother, sister, stay away from the dunya. It's not. It don't say this here in the Quran. It say get your portion of it. The only thing God say in the Quran about, you know, going out the way of getting the rest, he said just don't let it distract you from the remembrance and the thinking upon God in the establishing of the prayer and the giving the zakat. That is the 2.5%, and we will discuss that at another time. Now, also a verse that we visited in the first presentation, God tell us in the chapter 25 of the Quran, that other verse that I read was in verse 28:77, Surah Al-Kisas. Here we're in Surah Al-Furqan. God say, "Wakalu mali hada rasuli yakulu tu'ama wa yamsi fil ashwaq لولا أنزل إله ملاك فيكون معه نذير. And they say, translation, what type of messenger is this who eats food and go and walks through the street? Now, this Arabic term here, and again, we don't want to make this too much of a Quranic Arabic piece, but the term here, ashwaq, is talking about a marketplace, the marketplace, shops, stores, vending, et cetera, et cetera. We know our prophet, may the present peace of God be upon him, was seen shopping, going to the marketplace, okay? So, and they say, why has not an angel been sent down to him to give warning? Now, in my understanding, God answered that, same chapter, verse 20. وَمَا أَرْسَانَا كَبْلَكَ مِنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ طَوْآمْ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَشْوَاكِ وَجَأَنَّا بَأَدَّكُمْ لِبَآدٍ فِتْنَاتٍ أَتَسْدِيرُونَ وَكَنَّا رَبُّكَ الْبَصِيرُ. And the messengers, four messengers, and the messengers whom we sent before were all who ate food. They were human beings. That is why Allah told the prophet to tell us, وَأَنَا بَشْرِكُمْ مِسْرِكُمْ إِلَّهُ أُحَيَّ. He said, I am a bashara, mortal human being just like you, except I have received this inspiration. So he was a mortal human being, the best of human models. He had a business at an early age. Well, we know he went on with his uncle to Syria on a trade mission. He had a business where he was keeping sheep, people, sheep, goats, etc. And he didn't lose one. Okay, we know he married a wealthy business person called Khadija and everything. And she hired him first to run her business, and he made her more money. So we get back to the verse, who ate food and went to the marketplace. We have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you have patience? For the one God is the one who sees. So we have to have patience in everything. Then the other verse from the Quran we want to end with the Quranic revelation. God say, Inna alladhina yatluna kitaballahi وَأَكِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُم سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَّن تَبُورَ. It is always good to read the verses before and after a verse, several verses. Those who rehearse, get loose, study God's book. So if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, a business person, go to God's book and pull out that and find those verses where Allah talks about business, making money, getting wealth. If you don't know where they are, contact me. I'll give you my number at the end of the program, as usual, and we can talk about these verses that Allah Himself Almighty tell us to do some business. And we know the longest verse in the Quran in Baqarah talks about contract, talks about doing business, talk about stores and transactions on the spot, etc. But we go on with the translation. So you don't want to not do your prayer. Establish the prayer. And God say you want to spend what he provided for you, your substance, whether you do this in the open or whether you do it in secrecy. He said, Yarajuna, present future tense here, you can expect or to hope or to have a business that's going to bring you some profits now, tijara. All right, it's another term in the Quran, bayat. We'll talk about that and several more, but we got some prepared. We want to stay with what we prepared for this presentation. But he say that will never, now, tabur, never fail. Present future tense again. So the fear of failure has caused numerous of people to not go into business. They look at someone else that previously went into it, they fail, and that spooked those persons, and they don't want to go into business. But our prophet, may the presence and peace of God be upon him, said that the honest entrepreneur or the business person is with the prophet. Just be an honest, decent person. Do your best. God will not let your business fail. And he also, he said, whatever we do as Muslims, whatever endeavor we do, whenever he endeavors anything, to do anything, he seeks to perfect it. Stay with God. Don't neglect your prayers. As he tells us on that day when we come together for congregational prayers and the remembrance of God, he say, leave your business. Don't be so aligned to your business. May I also mean to be aligned. Don't be so aligned to your business and making money that you don't come to Selected Jumu'at, a congregation of prayer. Again, I want to quote Umar ibn al-Khattab, because a lot of times we just know these early companions just as warriors. We don't know them as businessmen, as Abu Bakr, father of camels. He made money by selling camels. And we also reported where it is that Usman is reported to have owned at least a quarter or half of all the business in the land under his leadership. But back to Umar. He entered the market with a person who had clothes. He asked the person about his items. The person said, I come to this marketplace and I buy and sell. Umar said, oh, people of Quraysh, don't let him and others beat you in business. For business is one third of achieving leadership over others. So we're gonna elaborate on this early on, because as African Americans, we need to pay real close to this right here. And I'm saying, oh, African Americans, don't let others like him beat you in business. We're gonna go get back. I want to quote something from one of our great champions in times gone by, and that is El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. Most of us know him as Malcolm X. He said, and this piece is no way intended to be offensive or to offend anybody. That's not our intention here. We just want to do the best we can. So I'll give an early apology if I say anything that's misleading or offensive. That's not my intent here. But we go on with Malcolm's quote. If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education and come here with their little nickels and dimes and no education and set up little stores and develop these stores into larger stores, which develop into industry, which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economists, the black man has a spending power of $20 billion per year. Now, this was during Malcolm's time now, okay? We feel with the black man spending $20 billion a year not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunity for his own kind, he is not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion and the so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and force themselves into what the white man has set up, they should use the same ingenuity to show the black people how to pull our wealth and set something up of our own, and then we won't have to force our way into hills anymore. Now, so Dennis Kimbrough, on behalf of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, in his book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Man's Choice, he said, failure usually affects people in one of two ways. It serves as a challenge to greater effort, or it subdues and discourages you from trying again. The majority of people give up hope and quit at the first sign of adversity, even before it overtakes them. For instance, a significant number of black Americans are born into poverty. And we know, I'll stop here and quote something my teacher, Imam Wan D. Muhammad, said, may God forgive him and give him the highest place in paradise as well as Malcolm. And we know their Malcolm's teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, what he said, do for self, may God forgive him and give him the highest place in paradise as well. So we continue. Living in a world of abundance, many accept their lot as incapable and go through life wearing deprivation as an albatross. However, it may very well be the poverty, one's life's testing devices, whether it becomes either a blessing or a curse, depends upon the manner in which it is received. Imam Muhammad, again, I think he said voluntary poverty is a sin, is a sin. So, after slavery, 5% of the former slaves went into business. Today, dear beloved brothers and sisters, audience, November 8, 2017, only 5% of the descendants of slaves own their own business. Now, very shocking. Now, let me know when we get close to break. There was an article came out, and it states, it's titled, They Are Still Our Slaves. And listen to what this says. We can't continue to reap profits from the blacks without the effort of physical slavery. Look at the caring methods of containment they use on themselves. Ignorance, greed, selfishness. Their ignorance is primary weapon. Is the primary weapon of containment. A great man once said, the best way to hide something from black people is to put it in a book. We now live in the information age. They have gained the opportunity to read any book on any subject through the efforts of their fight for freedom, yet they refuse to read. There are numerous books ready available at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon, not to mention their own black bookstores that provide solid blueprints to reach economic equality. And I read a Facebook post that says the average CEO reads 60 books per year because they know that continual learning brings success. So, greed is another powerful weapon of containment. Blacks, since the abolition of slavery, have had large amounts of money at their disposal. Last year, they spent $10 billion during Christmas out of their $450 billion total yearly income. Now, this is not up to now. That number changes. So as any of us can use them as our target market for any business ventures, we can care to dream up no matter how outlandish, they would buy it. They're primarily a consumer people. They function totally by greed. They continually want more with little thought of for saving, or they will rather buy some new sneakers than invest in starting business. Some even neglect their children to have the latest Tommy or FUBU, and they still think that having a Mercedes and a big house give them status. Or they have achieved their dream. They are fools. The vast majority of their people are still in poverty because of their greed holds them back from collectively making communities. With the help of BET and the rest of their black media that often broadcasts destructive images into their own homes, we will continue to see huge profits like those of Tommy and Nike. Tommy Hilfiger has even jeered them, saying he doesn't want their money, and look at how the fools spend more with him than ever before. They'll continue to show off to each other while we build solid communities with the profits from our businesses that we market to them. Selfishness ingrained in their minds through slavery is one of the major ways we can continue to contain them. One of their own, DuBois, said that there was an innate division in their culture, talented tent, he called it. He was correct in his deduction that there are segments of their culture that has achieved some form of success. However, that segment missed the fullness of his work. They didn't read that the talented tent was then responsible to aid the non-talented 90% achieving a better life. Okay, this is kind of long, and I'm a year right there, but you can find the article online. And because this concludes by don't worry about anything because it stands by say they don't read. Don't worry about them reading this because they don't read. So this is rather long, so I'm going to end there because we have several things and we're on a schedule. that we want to bring forth to the audience's attention. So African Americans, as today, as of last year when the numbers came in, Nielsen, the same people who monitor how much TV people watch, said, and the chart goes up and never has dipped, never dipped since they've been tracking the spending habits of the African American, has a $1.3 trillion buying power. Now, it leaves the community and enter the Jewish community where it circulates 26 times, and I added this to this, 26 times, the Caucasian community, 20 times, the Asian community, 11 times, the Latino community, 9 times, and the African-American community, 0 to 1 times. So we need to do something about this, brothers and sisters, and we have an opportunity to do this. We have an opportunity to change our spending habits, to be producers, okay, to be providers, not to just be a people that consume. We look at, and back to this article, they're still our slaves. They mentioned something about how a lot of our social reform organizations rent places from these big old expensive venues they pay lots of money for. And I know that to be true. I went to an awards dinner earlier this year, local, and by a social African-American group. And I looked around, and I'm seeing all these poor people in there, and they had it at a place where people go gamble at. I leave it like that. And they had a speaker there, keynote speaker, that addressed a former city where the city still exists, Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Numerous of businesses was there, but he didn't talk about it being a formal business. He didn't talk about the spending habits of the African Americans, because this particular social reform group put out data too about the spending habits of the African Americans. But he didn't use that in his address to the audience that night, you know. So, and he a business person himself. So now, we have a solution, and I say at this time, Commonwealth Partners, that has brokered a deal with every manufacturer in China to get any and everything that you want. We have in places, and I'm speaking on behalf of Commonwealth Partners, we have in place money for you, a financial entity set up for you that will, let's just say, accounts receivable, commercial real estate financing, consumer finance, equipment financing, franchise financing, healthcare financing, merchant cash advance, purchase order financing, small business loans, SBA, stated income, commercial real estate, unsecured business lines of credit. And so we have contact. We have, I mentioned this last week, we have an office there in China, a man that's manning the office who speaks Mandarin, so we know what we're getting. We can private label things for you that you want to have private label. These things such as we, okay, let's start with men's suits, which, well, our suits are made in Milan, Italy, Super 140 men wool suits. We have women dresses and also the leggings are those tight pants that you see the women wearing today. And Muslim sisters, if any of you are on the conference call or listening to me by way of the live broadcast Facebook, Allah don't say you cannot wear these leggings. He say it cannot or should not be your outer garment. We'll talk about that. We have men and women leather shoes, men and women canvas in a high-quality polyurethane and leather handbags and wallets, men and women socks, undergarments for men and women, sunglasses, incense holders, games, automobiles, batteries, cell phone accessories, jewelry, electronics. And we just recently picked up a skincare product line made by a Muslim African American in the state of North Carolina. And also we have, I mentioned again, the product that our African American our sisters spent $500 billion on last year. That's half. So that being said, Delilah, I think we are up on time for a break. And Facebook audience, we will wait to continue this. So bear with us after the break. Are we up on the break, Delilah?
Yes, Brother Mel. Thanks so much. I'm telling you, you got me so fired up and so many things that I want to continue to say. Because you're hitting on so many points, but yes, we're going to certainly go to a break, and we'll be right back to continue this wonderful, wonderful discussion after we take a small break. One of our sponsors,
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance, immediate annuities, retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to the show. Brothers and sisters, before we get back to the ma'am, I want to just piggyback on, I think, something that is very important at this time. As you know, I am a licensed financial planner, and my business is to see what is a good investment for my clientele. Well, without going through a long story, I would say to all of our listeners out here tonight, after hearing what the imam is saying, especially about the point about the $1.3 trillion spending, that is a portfolio that I would like for us all to just take a look at. Now, when I say portfolio, if you was looking to put your monies into any type of investment, you would want to see the portfolio of the activities of that company, the livelihood of that company, everything about that company's activity as a portfolio that you would be interested in seeing. I would say look at the African-American community and the entire nation, a nation that spends $1.3 trillion. They spent that last year. And a $1.3 trillion and less than 1% consumer, less than 1% ownership. Everything else is consumer spending. So, again, that's the portfolio that the African-American community presents. So as far as business opportunities in which we now have, this is a wonderful time to become group investors. Not only think in terms of I am going to be a single investor with the opportunities that, and what you have that opportunity because the imam is going to be going into it in the second half here. But think in terms of also communities or group investments, because again, what one of us can do, the many of us certainly can. And so if we have this portfolio as to where our own brothers and sisters, it ain't like we're going on the outside of our communities looking for somebody to a market. No, this is our market. This is our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, our community. Those are the folks that, what I'm saying, we all need to become vested. Vested as to where we can grow our communities collectively. It is worth it. Just think how much money that you can make by owning your own department stores. And like I said, in any type of products that you wish to be a business owners. And again, invest in your, myself, I would be glad to invest with others. But I don't look forward to running a business, but I do look forward to those who are professionals coming out of school, my family members, your family members, all of them running the business that we all collectively become vested and invest into. Brother Imam, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I want to continue to hear from you. But you ignited that out of me. So back to your man, please.
All right. Thank you. Well, listening audience, by way of Facebook, I was listening to our host, Bilal Bayoun. He was explaining to those online in the conference call that he is a licensed financial planner. So, again, you can go to New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. That's New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. You can get his number. You can call, and you can look at those things that they offer on their site. It is a membership organization, and they do some wonderful things for business owners, too, as well as Commonwealth Partners. They are a membership business. You have to be a member. You don't have to be a member to buy the merchandise from us. And you can find that site at www.shopcwp10.com. That's www.shopcwp10.com. And we also have www.cwphair.com. You can go to either of those sites and put your customer referral number 1002 in there to get to that site. And on that site, you will find all the details of how to become a distributor with Commonwealth Partners, or you can call me 228-209-2877. I repeat, 228-209-2877, or email me at Adams, that's plural, Adams Enterprises, that's plural, LLC7@gmail.com. And before I go on into the a little bit more about Commonwealth Partners and what's offered for our communities and others, not just for us, but this is a beautiful, beautiful program. I want to read something else that our teacher, Imam Wanzi Muhammad, said on how Muslims should treat business, and then we'll get back to to the last part of the presentation.
Excuse me, Brother Imam, before you read that commentary, that portion, you have a very large audience. I'm sure they're ready to ask you all kinds of questions. I just thought I'd let you know that.
My host asked me to stop, to let me know that, let us know that there's a very large audience listening by way of the internet and conference calls. So I'm going to try to get through this real quick. But he said, someone asked him the question, what advice would you offer Muslims seeking to go into independent business? The Imam, my advice would be, first, make sure that you are not going out half-cooked. Commonwealth Partners, we have taken care of all of that for you. Everything is cooked and prepared. You just need someone to eat the food. Don't think that business is an overnight affair. Business is something that has to be given work. You have to sacrifice for business. You have to work diligently. Business is like a baby. When the baby comes, you have to work for the baby. You can't expect the baby to work for you. Too many small business people from my own acquaintance and experience go into business expecting a return right away. And they shouldn't, because that's the failure of most of our people in our neighborhoods and our quarters of the city. The failure of most of the small business people is that they expect a return right away. Business needs to be fed like a baby while expecting nothing from it until you get strong. And it gets stronger. As it gets stronger, you can't expect a little something from it. Just as a child grows up and begins to help with your chores around the house. Well, a small business will help you in the same way. And now I'm going to just take a quick pause. And I'm not going against anything my teacher said, but let's think big business. But you have to give it years sometimes before you expect anything from it. If you have a job of some income, don't quit that job. Find a way to develop a small business while staying on that job, getting some income. If you see that you can manage to pay your bills while devoting yourself and time fully to the opening of a business and running that business, then do that. Don't expect much from it. Keep your own personal income from that business down to a bare minimum and give the business everything, but that money, put that money right back into the business, and that way the business will grow. But if you start buying new cars, a new wardrobe, and spending bigger than you were spending before buying more expensive food and having more expensive entertainment, these are the kinds of things that destroy most of the small businesses people before they can even get their foot in the doors of business. Again, that was from the Imam Wanda Muhammad, and that was said years and years ago. But that being said, back to Commonwealth Partners and what we have to offer you all, we have the products for you. With the distributorship fees are $415 annually. Genevieve, Stitch Flitch, Fabletics, to name a few. They are all membership companies. You pay them monthly. There are even some shoe companies. They're membership companies. I want to say Shoe Zazzle. But there's many membership companies out there. They take it by the month. Commonwealth Partners, we take it by up front. If you don't have the money, talk with your relative, your best friend, or someone that you know is trustworthy and say, hey, I got this entrepreneur opportunity, okay, that will make some money. Get it from help, go in partnership with them to get this distributorship. You can't lose. You have an entity in place, like I said, New Africa Business Association, that will help promote and advertise your business. You'll find that info on the website. We have expertise with Commonwealth Products, other distributors who know how to market, who know how to sell. I just paid Facebook Sunday or Monday to boost an ad for me, and it's going to reach some 8,000 some people, and people are already responding. Now, we know you don't have to pay Facebook. You can do this in your local, on your local page, in your page on your local area for free, okay? But spend a little money, you know, to make more money. So that being said, if you all have any questions, please ask the questions. I think we got about 20 minutes, and I would do my best to try to answer those questions for you. But go to that website again, www.shopcwp10.com. Use your customer referral number 1002, and you can pay the membership there, or you give me a call, and I can take it. We'll figure out a way to get it processed for you immediately, and you can start sending people to that website that's built for you. See, the website is already built. Everything is already taking place. Even getting the things from China here to America is already in place. You don't have to do anything but get in this vehicle and drive it. The monies are there. The experienced people are there. Everything is there for you to build your business. You don't have to get all of these products. You can get one particular product, and I'm going to share something else with you. Just say if you choose to order the cell phone accessories, and a lot of this merchandise carries huge quantities, because we're talking about big business here. So let's say if you want to warehouse these cell phone accessories, Commonwealth Partners will buy them from you, put them on the website for a retail business and other distributors to buy them from you, and the order will be sent to you, and you fill the order, package it, and send it out to the potential retail customer or those other distributors. Other person that don't want to get a distributorship, we pray everybody get a distributorship, but you still can sell to them wholesale. So you're in a win-win situation. Questions?
Okay, thanks so much, Brother Imam. I have the mics open to about four listeners, and I am going to go down the zip codes. I'm sorry, the area codes as we go along. But the four that I have open, do you have any questions for the Imam? Listeners, you have an open mic.
Yeah, I actually do have a question here. I was just trying to pull up the website here, and I don't think I got all the information there correct, so I wasn't able to get that pulled
up.
New Africa Business Association, shopcwpt10.com. You said shop, and what's after there?
Bear with my
southern draw. But you can go on New Africa Business Association, a website, and you can find the link there. But you need to put your customer referral number 1002 in there to get into the site, okay? Bilal, was that correct?
Yes. Again, that's New Africa Business Association. .com. Exactly, Brother Emmanuel.
And again, that site to look at our merchandise is www.shopcwp10.com. Again, I repeat, www.shopcwp10.com. And use the customer referral number 1002, and you can go from there. And if anyone wants to call me afterwards for further inquiry, again, my number is 228-209-2877.
228-209-2877. Yeah, and here at the New Africa Business Association, 202-288-5660.
Or 202-903-7278.
Did you get all the information?
Bilal, let me give you right quick the audience on Facebook, the numbers to New Africa Business Association. Those numbers are 202-288-5660. Or same area code, 903-7278. Bilal?
Just right back. Listeners, the mics are open. Any questions you have for the imam, go right ahead. Okay, then I'm going to start going by area codes, Brother Imam. I had about four open, but right now I'll go to area code 202, and the last four would be 7199. 202-7199. Do you have any questions for the imam? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Brother Nassar Abdullah Haddad. My only question would be, my only question would be in reference to you said that the coalition that you have, they also will fund businesses in the country, here in the United States.
Yes, let me just say this right here. As a distributor with Commonwealth Partners, okay, if you don't have money to buy those cell phone accessories, okay, there's an entity we have in place that will give you a line of credit, a 30 to 60-day line of credit, no credit check, no cash flow statement, no background check, social security number. All you need
well,
to
I'm
do
not
is
interested. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in the product at this particular time. I'm just interested in. I have an idea that I would like to explore. I'll talk with Brother Bilal about it and see where we can
go
from there. I don't want to tie up too much time.
Well, I tell you what we can do, if you all accept this for the sake of time here, we can do a three-way to have further a conversation about this. But yes, we do have. Excuse me, where my thing is, financing in place, and we can give you all those particulars that you need, brother. Pardon me, your name escaped me already, so forgive me for that. Okay.
No problem. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk with.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay, well, Slim Lick, thanks so much for coming. Like I said, brother, give me a call. Me and Brother Aziz would be more than happy to talk to you.
No problem. I'll get with you guys. Inshallah.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you. Okay, callers, we're going to go to area code 228-7877. last four 7898. 7898. If that's your last four, you're on the air. Have any messages for the call, messages for the imam? 7898. Have any messages? All right.
Well, Erica, sound like a South Mississippi area code. Talk to me.
Okay, well, brother man, we got quite a few area codes on here. Alhamdulillah. I'll go right on to the next area code. Our next caller, you would be area code 601. Last four is 2969. Have any calls, questions for the event?
No questions. Shalom. I want to send my greetings to our brothers. But I did have a question, and maybe I'll call tomorrow about the what we could do for business. Thank you, sir.
Anything we can do, like I said, we're just myself and the imam, both of our organizations, we're going to be on this radio station continuously. This is not nothing that we can give up within the next 2 or 3 days or the next 2 or 3 weeks. You can expect to hear from myself and the imam and Jill. This is well put together throughout the country because something that the imam, like I said, our lady imam put this together for us. And it's wonderful to see that the imams, our leaders, are finally implementing what he put together years ago. So the opportunity to go, so this is going to be an ongoing thing. Don't think that you have to rush this. Everybody's not going to get information. This show right here, ma'am, will be right back again with us until we get to them. Again, we're going right back to area code 405. Area code 405 8855. 8855. Have any questions for the young man?
And Bilal, before that person do that, I just want to say to my Facebook listeners, a reason I'm not saying anything, a reason I wasn't saying anything is because the host of the show, Bilal, he got callers on the internet and conference calls, and he was communicating with them. So that's why I wasn't saying anything. So next caller, please.
So a caller for America 405-8855. I can barely hear you, caller. Would you say it again? I think we're having a problem there, brother. Now we do a pick up the next call.
Well, Bilal, let me say this. Let me say this before our time went out to the Facebook audience. If any of you all have questions, type those questions on Facebook, and I will get back with you with an answer to your questions. So just type them there, preferably a telephone number, and we can go from there, okay? Bilal, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And with that said, Brother Ibrahim, I do want to have an announcement made. Brother Aziz, there is an announcement we want to make with the time to be great. Brother Aziz.
Time
to be grateful event. It'll be from December the 8th through the 10th at Masjid Muhammad in Washington, D.C. And to be able to get information about that event, call area code 202-483-8832. And that is area code 202-483-8832. And it's our 14th annual A Time to Be Grateful. And the theme this year will be Shared Freedom Space, Reaffirming Citizenship, Obligations and Responsibilities. So we hope that all be able to come there. And again, that's our 14th annual A Time to Be Grateful annual weekend in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at Masjid Muhammad in Washington, D.C.
Okay, we got about 6 or 7 more minutes, Brother Imam. I'm going to get right back to you and let you have.
Okay, well. Okay. Well, let me just say to the Facebook audience, some announcements was being made concerning the Muslim Journal, the Muslim African American owned newspaper, annual Time to Be Great for Dinner. So if you want to know more particulars, you can find it online, muslimjournal.com. Okay, but also an announcement that I would like to make, the Biloxi Islamic Center is sponsoring an entrepreneur's workshop titled Why Become an Entrepreneur. This will be our second one. It will take place at Biloxi Islamic Center, 205 Keller Avenue. That's here in Biloxi, Mississippi. That it will be Saturday, November the 18th. That's Saturday, November the 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, you can call me at 228-209-2877. Or you can call Yasin Shabazz. He's also our secretary of the our Masjid here, Biloxi Islamic Center, at 228-822-2112. Again, we are asking vendors to come and set up for that day. You again, give me a call for more particulars. So, is there any more callers on the line that would like to ask me a question concerning how they can get the distributorship with Commonwealth Partners?
Okay. Blair,
are you still there?
Yes, I'm still right here, Brother Imam. Matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back to you before we close out.
Okay.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, back to the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio, Washington, D.C. Want all of our listeners to know the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C. We represent many business associations that Imam W.D. Muhammad started before his demise. And like we do, we pray that he is in the highest part of paradise. These associations are all over the United States. Brother Aziz and myself represent the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area. And we all are subsidiaries, are members of the National Muslims Business Council, which is down in North Carolina. And once a year, we all meet together. And like Brother Mookman just said, this is how the two of us became connected. But these are the values that you will get by being associated with your local business associations. And then those local business associations coming together with our national business associations. And now we have a local and national networking powers. Brother Imam Mookman is an example of what happens when our powerful entities do meet, because I will continue to have Brother Mookman on the station until we sort of complete our mission of creating new entrepreneurs. So again, next week, Brother Imam, hopefully have you back. We got about 60 seconds if you'd like to greet everybody.
Yes, sir. Again, the host of the show, New Africa Business Association, just invited me to come back again next week, and I'm graciously accepting, God willing, I will be on next week. But in closing, I would like to say again, you can reach me at 228-209-2877. And if you decide, and again, I really want every one of you to get that distributorship, get a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners. It's connected for you. It's there. Everything is in place. We need drivers to drive the vehicle. But I want to say, if for some reason you decide not to, you still can buy from one of the distributors wholesale, okay? That being said, I will end by saying I want to thank everyone that joined in by way of Facebook, by way of the conference call, by way of the internet blog talk, and I want to thank the host, Bilal Bayoum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed, for inviting me on again and next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Thank you.